But you need teeth if you're going to eat food, and that's what Tony Leonard does for us because he tests it. He goes far and wide testing out the good fare of pubs. Good afternoon, Tone.
Tony Moclair, it's lovely to hear your beautiful voice and the support of the Royal Children's Hospital. We'll be going right through the night. And I'll show my age here, Tone. Give that they may grow.
Now, oh, lovely.
I'm certain that one's long gone.
Gee, that's the old telethon line.
It is indeed. I have six beautiful bottles of Debortley Labo M Yarra Valley Pinot Gris to give away. And it's based on my experience at the Railway Hotel North Fitzroy in Nicholson Street, 800 Nicholson Street. It's next to, it's not on a corner, but it's next to the tram depot there. Question is this, because I have found it very difficult to get something to eat there. In a famous comedy sketch from Monty Python, are you familiar with this one where John Cleese walks into a certain kind of shop selling a savoury item, or allegedly? In spite of rattling off about 15 varieties in this famous sketch, they couldn't sell him anything. So what was he actually trying to buy? I'm only after one word. What was John Cleese trying to buy in a famous sketch when he walks into a shop? It's a savoury item, and it'll go absolutely beautifully with Debortley's Labo M Yarra Valley Pinot Gris. Six bottles to give away.
And that if we is don't, a great question. And if, Dave Taranto, wherever you are in the universe, thinking of you.
Yeah, God bless
right.
your soul.
Indeed.
The reason it came about is that, it was last Sunday. I walked into the Railway Hotel, and I just asked. They had the lovely Facebook items and what they had on the menu, and I walked up to the staff behind the jump and I said, could we please have the roasted barramundi? It's on special, it's up on the board. And they said, no, sorry, we're out of it. I said, oh, no, how disappointing is that? They're going to have some tortellini El Brodo. And they said, you're not going to believe it, we've just run out of that as well. And before I could go for my next one, the kind staff said, don't ask for the calamari. We've run out of that. I said, aha, but surely the entree serving of pork and fennel meatballs, you've got that.
Oh.
No, sorry, we don't have that as anyway. We ended up getting something, the lasagna, which had a pork and veal ragu. And is it a trap for young parts? Yeah, it was young, except the top bit, because you reheat, if you're not putting foil over the top, it was a little on the tough side. But okay. It was quite nice. There was a really nice piece of steak with a Tuscan coleslaw, beautiful, nice nice pepper sauce, I should say, on it. And then we finished up with a beautiful, monstrous slab of tiramisu. So there's a lot to like about the pub, but they just had a bad day. Before we get to the quiz answer there, and that is the commodity, we've got someone ready to go there. I'll just point out one thing, though, Tone, and this is old man yelling at clouds, and I admit this. Background music is meant to be background music. On a Sunday afternoon, I'm not expecting to be in a nightclub where someone like Sade is absolutely doing their best at about 1:30 in the morning. When the footy's on and people walk in wearing scarves, and it was the Dogs and the Suns, you think to yourself, hang on, how about we turn that down? Would you like the sound up? And this is not specific to the railway in North Fitzroy, but there are that many staff that because, okay, you want to pass the day, you want some music you might like, just adapt to the day is all I can say. So after having 4-0, we ended up getting something to eat, and, it was okay, Tone, but we do have a winner.
We do. Just on that, Tone, mm-hmm. When you're in a pub eating, the steak should be bleeding, not your ears.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Which elder statesman of the Moclair family gave you that one?
Oh, that'd be Tony. He's very wise.
Thank you very much.
Danny, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. The Monty Python cheese chop sketch is almost as famous as the parrot sketch.
Yes, there are two famous sketches there, Danny, and it is the cheese shop. So there's six beautiful bottles of Debortley's Labo and Yarra Valley Pinot Gris. And I must admit, as I was being told last week, sorry, we're out of it, we went to this wonderful sketch, one of the greatest ever. John Cleese is about to start asking.
Who said that? Now, my good man, some cheese, please.
Yes, certainly, sir. What would you like?
Well, how about a little Red Leicester?
I'm afraid we're fresh out of Red Leicester, sir.
Never mind. How are you on Tilsit?
Never at the end of the week, sir. Always get it fresh first thing on Monday.
Tish, tish. No matter. 4 ounces of Cavilli, then, if you please, stout yeoman.
Ah, well, it's been on order for 2 weeks, sir. I was expecting it this morning.
Yes, it's not my day, is it? Bel Paese?
Sorry.
Red Windsor?
Normally, sir, yes. But today the van broke down.
Ah. Stilton?
Sorry.
Gruyere, Emmental?
No.
Any Norwegian Jarlsberger?
No.
Liptauer?
No.
Lancashire?
No.
White Stilton?
No.
Danish Blue?
No.
Double Gloucester?
No.
Cheshire?
No.
Any Dorset Blue Vineyard?
No.
Ah, so there it is, the famous sketch of...
Oh, we've
and
all been
I
there.
Honestly, I did feel like that. Jeez. And I was just being told, no, we don't have that. To be fair, they do have a kitchen that is under renovation. But I reckon if you've got it up on the board, if you haven't got it, just wipe it out. Doesn't hurt.
I will say, having been there, I had a beer there over the summer and watched a bit of the cricket.
Yeah.
It's got a terrific feel, that
it
pub.
Does.
It is very old school. They have not gone nuts with the modernising it or anything.
No.
The young people who run it are very laid back. I just thought it was a great place to bend the arm.
It is.
Yeah.
And out the back, they have modernised the beer garden, so it doesn't quite look like the set of variety Italian style or variety Greek style from the early 70s or 80s when Peter and Miriam ran it. It's a really good pub. Let's just say that a bad day. No doubt it'll be outrageously successful.
Happens to the best of us, Tone. Thank you for that.
Cheers,
mate. Speak to you next week.
Will do.